It's exactly 8 o'clock in the city of San Francisco.
Hi, this is Ethel Merman reminding you that you're listening to John Jensen's Young Old Timers Show on KMPX San Francisco, 107 on your FM dial.
And your last chance to call before our next contest. So if you failed to give us a call here at 771-8500 and become a young old timer, remember you must be a member of the club to participate in our contest. Doesn't cost a farthing. It's absolutely free. So you call us now and we'll sign you up. 771-8500. Continuing with music, Isham Jones.
Thank you. not why.
Just listen and you'll soon know why.
Be it ever so humble, there's no place like.
That's why I'm going.
Well, why are you going?
Because my dear old home's in Dixie, where you lays all day with nothing much to do.
If that's the case,
okay.
That's for me.
Me too.
You ought to see.
We ought to see.
You ought to see the gals in Dixie.
Then you can bet your boots we're going to.
Chapel in the Moonlight, Shep Fields, along with Bob Godet on the vocal. And what made that recording before that interesting, I Want to Be in Dixie, perhaps you remember the film that's from, a Laurel and Hardy film, Way Out West. Dorothy Carless with an English band and recorded in London, Giraldo and his orchestra. And before that, The Blue Room with Isham Jones, bringing us 10 minutes past 8 o'clock and our contest.
High on a rocky cliff overlooking the blue Pacific is Carmel's unsurpassed oceanfront hotel. The beautiful Highlands Inn, showplace of California, just 5 minutes south of Carmel by the sea on Scenic Highway 1. For your unexcelled weekend or vacation, Enjoy the luxurious ocean view lanai rooms and charming garden cottages with fireplaces. Superb gourmet meals meticulously prepared by famous chefs. Memorable moments in the sunset lounges with a magnificent view of the crashing surf and the setting sun. Year-round heated swimming pool, world-famous gardens, and golfing at one of the dozen or more nearby championship courses. Only 15 minutes from the Monterey Airport, Highlands Inn is also the perfect place for business and professional conferences, where meeting rooms overlooking the rugged coastline provide an inspiring setting for successful and enjoyable meetings. Highlands Inn, Carmel.
Let's talk. We understand you need to know. Let's talk. We'll make you feel at ease and so. Let's talk at Bank of America. Come on in and let's talk.
If you were born in March 1916 or before, Bank of America has something to talk to you about. An account called Service 62. It gives you several of our most wanted banking services without a service charge. Services like free checking with unlimited check writing, no minimum balance, personalized bank checks, commission-free traveler's checks at our California branches, and optional direct deposit of Social Security checks to save you time and worry. Service 62. It can be important to you.
Let's talk. We understand you need to know at Bank of America.
Let's talk about Service 62. Bank of America. Member FDIC.
What have I got here? Oh, I know what I'm going to give away. I'm going to give away a great haircut from California Hairlines. Now, this is more than just a haircut. This is a styling cut from the folks at California Hairlines, 4409 California Street, between 6th and 7th in San Francisco. And California Hairlines is a complete hair care center for women and men. In fact, it has as many men customers as women, and they're open 7 days a week. So let's give away a pair of tickets to, I mean, not tickets, but let's give away a styling cut to California Hairlines. And all you have to do is come up with the name of the vocalist and the name of the film. Name of the vocalist and the name of the film. You're a young old-timer, haven't won in the past month, and you're after caller number 5, you're eligible. Name of the vocalist, name of the film.
771-8500. It's really a wonderful job. For fellows like George, Abe, and me too. It's great to shake hands with a mop and to hold every kid on your knee too. Every word that I speak goes into headlines. When I speak, all the papers hold their deadline. When I've found a way of dropping a hint or a glint of the truth that the boys cannot print. For instance. When I was courting Eleanor, I told her Uncle Teddy I wouldn't run for president unless the job was steady. Don't print it. Strictly off the record. We entertained the royalty, but we were never flustered. We gave them Yankee hot dogs with Coleman's English mustard. Don't print it. Strictly off the record. It's pleasant at the White House, but I'll tell you how I feel. The food is simply terrible, just sauerkraut and veal. If Mrs. R would stay at home, I'd get a decent meal. But that's off the record. Writing gags for Mr. Icky and insults for the gentleman who'd love to slip a Mickey. Don't win that. Off the record. I scrapped the program. Prohibition Act when we required a bracer and finished up the Boulder Dam to give the boys a chaser. Dope printed it strictly off the record. And for my friends in Washington who complain about the taxes, who cares as long as we can knock the axe out of the axes? Dope printed it strictly off the record. I can't forget how Lafayette helped give us our first chance to win our fight for liberty, and now they've taken France. We'll take it back from Hitler and put ants in his Japan. And that's for the record.
I got a winner on the contest. I do have a winner. Want to compare notes? Tell you what, give me a call and tell me who that singer was in the name of the film, just for the fun of it. We do have an official winner, but if you just want to see if you were right, give me a call. 771-8500. Didn't stump anybody in that contest. Everybody called in. James Cagney, Yankee Doodle Dandy. Well, I'll just have to try again. We'll have another contest coming up here momentarily, so no more calls in this one, and we'll have another contest, and you can try your luck on that.
She smiled. I softly played my penny serenade. See, 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 you can hear it for a penny. See, 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 just a penny serenade. In her eyes shone the tender dawn of love and sweet surrender. As for me, in my heart I played a lover's serenade. Hear my love song for a penny. See, 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 just a penny serenade. For that night so divine, she was mine, though no word had been spoken. When I woke from my dream, she was gone, and my poor heart was broken. Till I pray that wherever she may be, she will remember in her heart. She will always hear my penny serenade.
See, see, see. That's my love song for a penny.
See, 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 just a penny serenade.
Just a penny serenade. There's Al Boley and Lou Stone and his orchestra. We're going to have to dig out another one of Penny Serenade of Hal Kemp. And we were talking about this Saturday night after I was over at the Fairmont Hotel with Ernie Heckscher. We were talking about one night we played a Hal Kemp broadcast where they got the entire audience to sing Penny Serenade. It was absolutely beautiful. So I have to dig that out and play it sometime. Just before that, Jungle Drums with Savir Kugat and a Very Young Dinah Shore. And off the record, James Cagney from the motion picture Yankee Doodle Dandy. No, I didn't fool anybody. Back to the closet I go, looking for more of the obscure, I guess. I didn't fool anybody on that one. I said, well, that's probably one of the most obscure songs from that track, but it wasn't. Claire Degas of San Francisco is our winner. Now it goes a gift certificate to California Hairlax here in San Francisco. Congratulations to you, Claire. Get that out in the mail to you while we're talking about California Hairlines. When was the last time your hair looked just right? Can't remember? Well, forget those disappointments and pay a visit to California Hairlines. Only care and concentration can produce exactly the right cut for your personality and features. It also takes experience and a willingness to learn. Listen, at California Hairlines, you'll find both. One visit, you'll always return to 4409 California Street between 6th and 7th Avenues for San Francisco's California Hairlines, compassionate hair care for men and women, and they're open 7 days a week. We got any Clark Gable fans out there? Oh, I see quite a few hands going up. Well, Clark Gable and Bob Hope will be on my miniature special right toward the end of the program. So stay listening, and you'll hear Clark Gable once again. If you haven't joined the club, our number remains 771-8500. Call us, and we'll have another contest coming up shortly.
Thank you. I got plenty of nothing, and nothing's plenty for me. I got no car, got no mule, and I got no misery. See, folks with plenty of plenty gotta have a lock on the door. Afraid somebody's going to rob 'em while they's out of making more. What for? I got no lock on the door, that's no way to be. They can steal the rug from the floor, that's okay with me. 'Cause the things that I prize, like the stars in the sky, are all free. Oh, I got plenty of nothing, nothing's plenty for me. I got my gal and I got my song, got heaven the whole day long. Got my gal, got my Lord, got my song. I got plenty of nothing, nothing's plenty for me. I got the sun, and I got the moon, and I got the deep blue sea. If old with plenty of plenty, got to pray all the day. Seems with plenty that you sure got to worry, how to keep the devil away, away. I ain't a fretting about hell till the time arrives. Never worry long as I'm well. Never one to strive to be good, to be bad, what the hell. As glad as alive, oh. I got plenty of nothing, nothing's plenty for me. I got my gal, got my song, got heaven the whole day long. Got my gal, got my Lord, got my song.
Oh, I like that. Bing Crosby and I Got Plenty of Nuttin'. And just before that, Night and Day with Tommy Dorsey from 1937.
Hello, this is Ray Noble. Just stopping by to tell you to keep listening to My Kind of Music on KMPX in San Francisco.
Magoons presents a sound sampler. First from the Magic Cellar, the sound of suspense. Now, again from the Magic Cellar, the sound of astonishment. And that didn't come from seeing the check either. And from upstairs, the rollicking, good-humored sound of the Turk Murphy Jazz Band. Magoons has tastes and aromas and sights, too, but you'll have to visit 630 Clay Street to enjoy them. Yep, Earthquake Magoons, so famous for fun, someone built a 48-story pyramid right next door, just to show you where it's at.
Preacher was sitting on low.
Oh, Mona.
Had his finger on the trigger and his eye on a hole.
Oh, Mona.
Well, the gun said boo and the hog went vip.
Oh, Mona.
And the preacher grabbed him with all his grip. Now,
oh, Mona.
Rib my Mona.
Oh, you shall be free.
Lordy, Lordy, listen, you, baby.
Yes, you shall be free.
You know you shall be free.
When the good Lord sets you free.
Oh, there was a young man who had the blues. Feet so big it couldn't get shoes.
Oh, Mona.
And the shoe clerk said, come back again.
Oh, Mona.
And we'll fit you with the box the shoes came in.
Oh, Mona.
Rib my Mona.
Oh, you shall be free.
Lordy, Lordy, listen, your Mona.
Yes, you shall be free.
You know you shall be free.
When the good Lord sets you free.
Well, I was down behind the hen house on my knees.
Oh, Mona.
And I thought I heard a chicken sneeze.
Oh, Mona.
Oh, well, it sneezed so hard with a whooping cough.
Oh, Mona.
That Ray sneezes, heading his tail right on.
Oh,
Ray, hear my moan out.
Oh, you shall be free.
Lordy, Lordy, listen here, baby.
Yes, you shall be.
You know you shall be free
when the good Lord sets you free.
Tired team and a heavy load. Cracked my whip and a lead horse sprung and a hind horse busted the wagon tongue.
Oh, Mona.
Oh, you shall be free.
Lordy, Lordy, listen, ya, Mona.
Yes, you shall be.
You know you shall be free
when the good Lord sets you free.
There's Ted Weems. If you have a Decca copy of Heartaches, you'll find that on the flip side. And I used to play that just about as much as I liked Heartaches. And just before that, we heard Helen Forrest, along with Benny Goodman, a great song, Bewitched. And I've been looking for a long, long time for an instrumental version of My Guys Come Back. And I play quite often Benny Goodman's and Liza Morrow's version. But I thought you'd enjoy hearing the instrumental of My Guys Come Back, and that's Geraldo. And finding quite a few things by Geraldo out of England that were quite intriguing. We've got a contest on a vocalist coming up here, and we're going to give away a pair of tickets to the Young Old Timers Dance at the San Jose Civic Auditorium with Les Brown. So I'm going to give that away. You ready? Let's do it right now. Let's just do it right now. If you're a young old timer, haven't won in the past month, and you're after caller number 5, you just tell me the name of this vocalist, and a pair of tickets to the Les Brown Dance are yours. $12 worth. 771-8500, name of the vocalist.
You're nearer than my head is to my pillow. Nearer than the wind is to the willow. The things that grow, you're nearer than the ivy to the wall is, nearer than the winter to the fall is. Leave me, but when you're away,
took us a while, a lot of Doris Days out there and Alice Faye's, but that was Frances Langford. I thought I could throw that one more time at you and fool you. Took a while, but we got a winner, so no more calls, please. Looking for Frances Langford. Frances Langford.
¶¶ you all lots of fun. I've a good mind to spank you, then thank you for all you've done. You're a sweet little headache, full of quaint little schemes. But when I should forget you, I let you disturb my dreams. I thought I could hold my own with you, but you've got me all perplexed. Here am I alone with you, and what are you gonna do next? You're a sweet little headache, if you keep on that way. What a sweet little heartache you'll turn out to be someday.
Sweet Little Headache. Then we have Al Boley once again on the Young Old Timer Show. Just before that, Frances Langford. Did that sound like her? Frances Langford and a thing called You're Nearer. And we had a winner on our contest, Mrs. Powell of San Francisco. Congratulations to you, Mrs. Powell. Now go a pair of tickets to the Les Brown Dance coming up October 5th, our Young Old Timers Dance, and our biggest one ever. So hope to see the rest of you out there, too. Let's catch up on some Young Old Timers quickly here. Velma Hines of San Francisco. Richard Bjork of Mill Valley, and Gloria Howland of San Jose also calling in, and also the lovely Kay Darr of Oakland. So nice to have all of you with us tonight, and we'll be back again tomorrow night from 7 to 9 with more music for Young Old Timers. You stick around for Bill Chase, who comes up about 12 minutes from now. And taking us up to that time, let's go back to 1945, and this excerpt from a broadcast with Bob Hope and Clark Gable. Till tomorrow night, just remember those swinging years.
Well, welcome, Clark.
Thank you, Bob. The pleasure's all mine.
Gee, isn't this wonderful? You know, a thing like this happens once in a lifetime.
What do you mean?
Well, after all, the two handsomest men in Hollywood at the time. At the same microphone. You know, now that we're standing right next to each other, I've noticed quite a resemblance between us.
A resemblance?
Sure, you're pretty tall, and I'm pretty tall. You've got brown eyes, I've got brown eyes. You've got a nice profile, and I can always get my nose fixed.
Bob, I'm sorry to introduce a serious note here, but there's something I wanted to discuss with you.
Gee, you really sound serious.
Well, I am. Is there any place around here where two men could talk in private?
Yeah, but I haven't got a key. What is it you want to know, Clark?
Well, I'd just like to ask you one question.
Yes?
How can I become a wolf?
You know what I thought you just said? I thought that you, Clark Devil May Care Gable, asked me, Bob Who Cares Hope, I thought you asked me to teach you to become a wolf.
That's exactly what I asked you.
This is the biggest upset in Hollywood since Crosby got that Oscar. So you really want me to show you how to become a wolf, huh?
That's right.
I don't know where to begin. I've never had this much material to work with before. But tell me, Clark, how did you happen to hear I was so popular with the girls?
Well, don't try to act shy. It's all over town.
Oh, really?
Sure. Everyone says you're the number one ladies' man.
Oh, well, please, I'd rather not talk about it.
Well, all right.
Oh, I'm willing to listen.
Come on, quit stalling, Bob. Let me in on some of your secrets. How did you ever learn so much about women?
Well, I used to be rosin boy with Phil Spitalny and his all-girl orchestra. I'll be glad to give you any tips I can, Clark.
Well, I'd appreciate it, Bob.
Well, in the first place, there's a new trend. Women don't go so much for that rough, tough approach now.
They don't?
No, now they go for the Frank Sinatra type. It used to be love 'em and leave 'em. Now it's kiss 'em and collapse 'em.
Well, I guess I could become a little gentler.
And another thing, you might try being a little more sophisticated.
Well, but Bob, I thought I was sophisticated. Well, I just finished reading 3 chapters of Forever Amber.
I started reading that, but gee, no pictures.
Bob, I was looking forward to a little more concrete aid, in the form, perhaps, of a telephone number.
A telephone number?
Sure, you know lots of girls.
Well, yes, but I make a practice of never giving away a phone number unless I get one in return.
Well, that's fair enough. Here's a phone number right here. You'll like her, too, Bob. She's a big movie star.
Oh, swell. Now I'll open my address book. Don't get around much anymore. Now, let me see what names I've got here. Say, here's one under the letter L. Lana?
Turner?
No, Lana Crowdfinder, smaller firm. But I don't think you like her anyway. Oh, here's one. This is really swell.
Is she beautiful?
She's lovely, and here's her number.
Great. I'll go call her right now. And why don't we get together later?
Oh, good idea. I'll get in touch with the girl you gave me, and we'll be seeing you. Gee, imagine going out with a girl from Clark Gable's address book. Well, this is the right house here. I wonder what she looks like. Her voice sounded so romantic on the phone. Well, my tie is on straight. Here goes. Oh, hello. I have a date with a girl named May.
That's me. Dame May Whitty. Are you the Robert that called on the phone before?
Well, yeah, I'm the Robert.
But you said your last name was Taylor.
Yes, I know. But as a matter of fact, there's quite a resemblance between Robert Taylor and me.
Oh, really?
Sure, he's pretty tall, I'm pretty tall. He's got brown eyes, I've got brown eyes. He's got a nice profile.
And you can always get your nose fixed.
She got a bigger laugh than I did. Anyway, I'm sorry about this whole mix-up.
Oh, that's all right. In fact, I've been most anxious to go out with a man of my own age.
Well, I'll admit I'm not a kid, but as I think that a little maturity is what gives me my charm. As Shakespeare once said, how many things by seasoned are?
What else did he tell you that day?
I don't remember, but I can check with Crosby.
By the way, where did you get my phone number?
Oh, from a very good friend of mine, Clark Gable.
Clark Gable? I wonder how he has an address book with my name in it.
I understand his grandfather left him everything.
Bob? What's that you're carrying under your arm?
Oh, I forgot. I brought these flowers along for my date.
Oh, thank you, Bob. Why, they're absolutely beautiful. Paper roses. Heavens, these must have cost a fortune.
No, only 5 cents. I made them out of the Examiner. You can smell them and read Dick Tracy at the same time.
Well, I'm just about ready to go. Oh, I just thought of something.
What's that?
Do you think I'd look more youthful if I went upstairs and put on wedges?
Aren't you swinging after the ball went by?
My, you're really dressed up for this occasion.
Well, after all, we're going to the theater.
Yes, but don't you think you're overdoing it a little? Wearing a coat with tails to the theater?
This coat hasn't got tails.
Well, there's something hanging down the back.
Yes, when I'm tired, I drag a little. But we better move along. We have to meet another couple at the theater.
Oh, really?
Yes, I gave Clark Gable a phone number, and he's probably picking up his girl right now.
Well, this is the address she gave me. I wonder what she looks like. Her voice sounded so romantic on the phone. Well, my tie's on straight. Here goes. Good evening. I'm Clark Gable.
Hello. I'm Margaret O'Brien.
I can't understand this. Hope told me if I came over here, I'd have a date with a tall, stately, beautiful girl.
You have, and thank you. Don't you remember me, Mr. Gable? I talked to you when you called before.
Well, yes, but you sounded much older on the phone.
I know. I was just using my Laurel Bacall voice. If you want anything, just whistle.
Well, I'm still a little mixed up about this, Margaret. How did you ever get acquainted with Bob Hope?
Well, you see, when my mother and auntie go out at night, he gets 50 cents an hour for sitting with me. Second, Mr. Gable, I'll go get my coat.
Well, now, wait a minute. I'm a little concerned about this date. Maybe we ought to take along a chaperone.
Well, all right. But I promise you, you'll be safe. You know, Mr. Gable, you haven't said a word about my gown.
Oh, I'm sorry, Margaret. It's really beautiful.
Do you think it's too daring?
Daring?
It's my formal. Strapless rompers.
Come to think of it, it might be considered pretty risque.
Well, I run around with a pretty adult crowd.
No fooling.
I don't want this to get around, but when my boyfriend takes me out riding, he steers with one hand.
Why, that's dangerous.
It certainly is. Yesterday, we almost fell off the scooter.
Well, we have to meet another couple, so we better get started. And I hope you have a good time with me, Margaret.
Oh, I know I shall. Do you want to make everything just perfect?
Certainly. I'll do anything I can.
Anything?
Sure.
Then for the rest of the evening, would you just call me Scarlet?
When's the last time you enjoyed the foxtrot, swing, waltz, cha-cha, and rumba while dancing to a big band? Well, you can every Wednesday, Friday, or Saturday night when you come dancing at the Alibaba Ballroom, Grand and Webster in Oakland. You'll enjoy Sid Hoff and his big 10-piece band playing the songs of Dorsey, Shaw, Goodman, and Miller, plus some exciting new songs done in the big band style. Why not plan to come out this week to the Alibaba Ballroom and enjoy dancing again? You'll meet new friends and enjoy watching the other dancers on the spacious dance floor below while you sip your favorite libation from the balcony. Remember, each and every Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday night, dance again to the big band sound of Sid Hoff at the Alibaba Ballroom, Grand at Webster near Lake Merritt in downtown Oakland.
Hi, folks. This is Tex Beneke reminding you, you are listening to the big band sounds of KMPX in San Francisco.